League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
I am Jay Flama, and you are listening to Jay Flama Sports Report on Golf News Net and iHeartRadio. Hello, everybody, from the Erie. That's the Mountain West Bureau in Boise, Idaho. That's my new hometown, broadcasting to you. And we've got a great show lined up for you. We're getting close to the end of the year, so we're going to wrap the year up. And we're going to bring on all of the galaxy of stars that we always have here on Jay Flama Sports Report between now and the end of the year. And let's start right out of the gate with one of the true greats of golf writing and golf broadcasting. For many, many, many years, he was with Sports Illustrated and Golf Magazine. Right now, he's with Morning Read, and he's all got all kinds of new things to tell us about. Please welcome Gary Van Sickle back to the show. Hey, Gary.
Boy, Jay, I'm having a hard time understanding your Idaho accent, but keep going.
It must be the potatoes. We're a lot more than potatoes. And just in case you have to pronounce the word, it's Boise. We're not noisy for Boise. Well, all right, thank you for that public service announcement. So, well, let's get right to it. So when we left everybody off, it was Xander Schauffele that was riding off into the sunset with his second of four majors at the Open Championship. An absolutely phenomenal round, phenomenal champion. And he joins a long list of storied winners at Troon. And so right now he's got my vote for player of the year. What's your thoughts on wrapping up the season?
Yep, it's an interesting dilemma, which we haven't had in a while. What's more important, winning tournaments, mass quantity, or winning majors? Would Xander Schauffele, with his two majors, swap years with Scottie Scheffler and his Masters and, what, five other wins? Or was it six other wins? And would Scottie trade his year for Xander's? I think the answer there is, neither one of those guys would trade their year for the other guys. So, I don't know. It's hard. Majors, Xander wins that 2-1, and that's what most people count. But I don't know. It's a tough call. I wouldn't argue with either guy being named player of the year. And frankly, why don't we just name them co-players of the year and end the debate?
Well, the only way to do that is if it happens to be a tie on the vote. You're absolutely right. Scheffler's had a superb, stellar, year that they will remember for a long time. They'll be talking about his dominance this year. It's a close call. There's no doubt about that. If it weren't for the fact that it was also the Open Championship, the de facto World Championship, I thought that might have what tipped it for me rather than it just being two majors. There's a wealth of options.
You want to count the Olympics as a major because it only happens once every 4 years. So it's probably the hardest tournament to win in golf, because there's only one every 4 years. And I know it's against a weak field of 60 guys, 30 of whom really shouldn't be there. But once every 4 years, and to me, that maybe tips the scales. I don't know. I hate to say the Olympics matter, but when you're looking for a tiebreaker, maybe it's a good tiebreaker.
Oh, okay. You think the card plays. I'm not so sure. I wonder what the rest of the golf writers are going to say. We'll find out at the end of the year. We'll also find out right here on this show. So, okay, let's take us then from the Olympics straight through to where we are in the present. What's been happening both on the golf course and off the golf course?
Well, I think the excitement and drama of the LIV framework agreement that's right. Nothing's happened. I think that's telling. I mean, to me, I don't think anything is going to happen. The PGA Tour looks at this. Why do they need to compromise and come up with negotiate with LIV? What does LIV Golf have that the PGA Tour needs or wants? Okay, Bryson
DeChambeau. A fistful of marquee names.
After Bryson DeChambeau is one guy who moves the needle. Brooks Koepka maybe moves it a little bit. John Rahm, great player, doesn't move the needle much at all. And I always like watching Cam Smith, but I think that's it. You're talking, and I think the PGA Tour would be happy just to get Koepka and DeChambeau back. And the other guys, they don't really need anybody else there. So the tour, I think, is just going to play hardball and wait them out because there's nothing they need. The one thing the tour needs is for LIV to go away so they can maybe reduce their purses because they can't sustain this $4 million first prize stuff. That was a bad move by Monahan, in my opinion, to jack him up that high because now sponsors, instead of being asked to pay $20 million for a tournament, now they're asked to pay $30 million, and now that's too much. So if you want the PGA Tour to shrink to 20 events, Jay Monahan, you're doing a great job. I can tell you right now, every experience in my life says less is never more, no matter how much you want it to be. Less is always less. And if you shrink the tour, less is going to be less. And I don't think it's a better product. And you're putting a lot of your members out of work, but that's up to him and that's up to the board. But I don't think nothing's happened with LIV, and I think nothing will happen with LIV.
When does Monahan's contract run out?
I don't know. That's a good question. I thought he was like the emperor and he rules in perpetuity. I'm joking there.
Well, yes, that is a thoughtful question, although I wouldn't be surprised, knowing him from my Trinity College days, it wouldn't surprise me that he's getting roughed up. Now, why won't LIV just outweigh the tour? If the tour can't sustain itself on $4 million purses, and Mohammed bin Salman most certainly can, why doesn't he just play the waiting game and wait them out?
Well, he can. The problem is, I think LIV would be a lot more successful if they just stuck to the rest of the world. And, you know, I think Greg Norman just wants to stick it to the PGA Tour any way he can. And they schedule a lot of their events against other significant events on the PGA Tour in the U.S. And without a TV contract, a significant major TV contract, they're just not getting any traction in the U.S. It seems like they're getting more traction in the rest of the world when they play there. So if I'm them, I would move most of my events to Asia and Europe and Australia and South Africa, where people are somewhat golf star for the big names, because that's where they're really popular and that's where it can catch on. So that's playing in the U.S., I think, is not helping their cause that much.
The other problem that I have with all of this is when you said everything got more expensive for everybody else, it trickled down to the fans. Ryder Cup tickets are $750. That's too much.
Well, if they sell out, the law of supply and demand will say it's not too much.
So, never mind the law of supply and demand. As an entertainment and intellectual property lawyer, I will tell you, with 20 years experience in the business, taking the very last dollar on the table is bad. It's bad blood. It's bad luck. It's bad dealing.
Well, that doesn't mean it's too much. You know, Pebble Beach, people say they charge too much. I think it's $675 now. Plus,
it's more than that. It's been more than that.
The lodge for a couple nights, you're going to drop $2,000 to get a round of golf. Is that too much? Well, I would say yes, except they're running at about 98% capacity on their tee times. So evidently, there are enough people willing to pay that price, which equals it's not too much.
What are the tee times?
Too much for us.
What are the tee times at Pebble? 10 minutes apart, 12 minutes apart, 15 minutes apart, 20 minutes apart?
I don't think they're 20 minutes apart. I couldn't tell you for sure. There may be 10.
Well, I would wonder if they might be at 12 You know, they could even get away with being a 15, although I would think that they'd want more money. But at the same time, okay, you and I also both know that there's a bunch of other places you can go to play for $5.75. You can go play Monterey Peninsula Country Club, the short course, or the Dunes course. Either one of them rivals Pebble. Yeah, it doesn't have the Open. It hosts instead whatever the California tournament is. I always get confused between the Bob Hope and the Danny Thomas, but you know which one I mean. The
Well,
one where they play Pebble and they play. You know, they played Poppy Hills and Spanish Bay and hang on, what's the one Nicholas said he wished he went fishing when
well,
he was?
they're at
Five Glass Hill.
they're at Monterey Peninsula now for the other the third round. But I hey, the course you're leaving out of the equation if you're in Monterey, especially if you're on a trip and paying an arm and a leg to play Pebble. The most fun course per dollar in America is the links at Pacific Grove.
Oh,
They have
yeah.
a whole municipal course. It's got dunes. It's got ice plant, or it did have ice plant,
It
apparently.
does have ice plant. I saw the ice
No,
plant in
I
the
wrote this
fog.
last week. I wrote this last week, and a guy who lives out there said they killed the ice plant off, which is incredibly stupid. But they got a lighthouse. It's quirky. Part of the 17-mile drive cuts across part of the
Back nine.
property. It's a back nine. You can see the ocean.
Yep.
The first two holes start with back-to-back par threes. I don't know another.
There's three par threes in the first four holes. It goes 3-3-4-3, but
Yeah,
then he gets back to
hilarious.
back par fives. Very strange routing, completely asymmetric.
It's par 70. If you can't break 80 or 90, whatever your measurement is there, you can't break it. It's the most fun you'll have. And I think it's 50 or 60, $65 now. It used to be, I
It's
remember playing
adorable.
it.
Okay, it's like a teddy bear. Okay, you just want to pick it up and hug it. It's cutesy. I had a very fun time, and like you said, I shot 78 there, and I suck at golf.
Well, you could probably play there 10 or 12 or 15 times for the amount it costs to play Pebble once. And okay, you want to play Pebble once to have the experience once in your life. But
Right.
once you've done that, honestly, I would take 15 rounds at Pacific Grove over one round at Pebble because it's more fun for that kind of money. And obviously it says something about my level of my 401k. So I can't afford Pebble 10 times,
One more question before we go to break. Who do you see as the next breakout star on the PGA Tour?
That's a tough one. I 2 months ago I would have said Sahith Theegala, but now it might be the kid who won the Black Desert Championship.
Yep.
Mike, is it Mike McCarty?
Yes.
He wins everywhere he goes. So he's off to a great start. And he's got a great pedigree. So I would vote for him, I think. And most people probably don't know his name yet.
I'm Jay Flemma. You're listening to Jay Flemma Sports Report on Golf Newsnet and iHeartRadio. We're talking to Gary Van Sickle, but we'll be talking to him right after this. All right, Ryan, end segment one. Nice. That was beautiful. One take. Perfect.
Well, there you go.
All right.
Let's
So when we come back, well, very quickly, I want you to tell me the story about Mike and the Four Eagles and the tournament he won, and then what else he's going to be doing. And then we'll talk about the four major venues for next year, which
remind me what they are.
are
It's we're going to Frisco.
Quail, Oakmont, and Northern Ireland, Portrush.
Wow.
You're the hometown boy at Oakmont, so.
Yeah. When's Fr I thought, I guess Frisco is Frisco the year after next?
Yeah, I believe so. It might be 2 years after
Yeah,
next.
I might be retired by then. I might
I
not
think
be.
they finally placed. No, isn't Aronimink next year after that? After Aronimink is in there too somewheres. I
Yeah.
don't quite think they go to Frisco that fast. But anyway, I'm gonna bring us back. So 7, 6, 5, 4. All right, we're back on Jay Flama Sports Report. I am Jay Flama. Gary Van Sickle's here from Morning Read and X Sports Illustrated and Golf Magazine and many other fine publications. Gary, where can everybody read your stuff right now, by the way?
A variety of places. You can see it at thefirstcall.com, which is a daily newsletter. Occasionally, I'm still on si.com. I recently had a story on a Sun Mountain waterproof waterproof bag, carry bag. NewEngland.golf, I just did a travel story on playing three courses in Myrtle Beach and had a few adventures down there. Myrtle Beach is underrated. Apparently, it's the new retirement. That's where it's the number one retirement spot now.
Oh, great. They're going to move the villages there.
Well, that's what's happening. I guess the villages got full, although you wouldn't think they would because isn't the turnover rate there pretty high, if you know what I mean?
Well, I'll tell you my favorite story about
there's vacancies.
My favorite story about the village is one of my buddies that I went to prep school with. His father was there, and the first week that he was there, he was trying to impress all the ladies in the softball game, so he tried sliding into second base and dislocated his own hip.
Yeah, well, softball probably has
go,
more
Mr. Whittemore.
I think softball has more injuries than any other sport because a lot of people who either aren't in shape or never played baseball or who take it too serious hurt themselves because they don't know what they're doing. So, yeah.
I caused a lot of injuries in softball. Most of them were bruised egos on the other team.
I was a baseball player, so I always looked down at my nose at softball. Those are the guys who weren't good enough to play baseball. But, yeah, you go to a company picnic, watch your step. It's not worth getting hurt.
Right. I remember one time also a guy in one of the enemy law firms decided that he was just going to bowl me over while I was blocking the plate. Like the howl of both teams after he did that was just very satisfying. It was worth getting knocked to the backstop.
Well, in a softball game, A, never block the plate. If you want to score that bad, go ahead. And B, if you're the guy running in, don't crash the catcher. Jeez. It's just moronic, but yeah, it's what happens.
Oh, that guy Rodney, I still remember him. Anyways, so you know, just very quickly, I'd like you to tell us one more story before we get back into the tour. Your son is quite the chip off the old block, Mike Van Sickle. He's now in the Guinness Book of World Records for one of his golf achievements.
Well, there's a lot of paperwork to be filled out and approved yet, but he won the Falling Rock Classic in south of Pittsburgh at Nemacolin Resort. And the final round was at Mystic Rock, which is a really tough track. And he's won a number of things there, including the West Penn High School title twice and all that. But the final round, he eagled all four par fives. And if you've played there,
I have.
Those are four hard par fives from the
That's
tip.
Insane.
So
it's really insane.
Last one, the fourth one, he was sticking out on a finger of the land in the water, and he hit it like an 8-iron to 2 feet. So, yeah, he's hitting 8-iron for the second shot of the par five. Big hitter. He had his Korn Ferry card a couple times, but he was never exempt. So he used to play a lot of Monday qualifying. He played some events, but he's working on his PGA of America card. He's a great teacher. He gives lessons at a simulator place. But he needed those four eagles to win by one in the Falling Rock Classic. First place was 10 grand. So that was one of his big wins this year. And he's won a lot of tri-state PGA section events this year. They have two or three guys who are really good players and they kind of take turns winning. So he's doing great and he's excellent at giving lessons. He's had to raise his price a little bit because he's gotten too popular, which is a good problem to have.
Why don't you tell us where people can get lessons from him? Where is he working?
Go online. He gives lessons at this place called No Off Season in Mars, Pennsylvania. It's an indoor simulator place with three TrackMan simulators, and you can go online and book it. And theoretically, the place is open 24 hours. You can book a tee time online, and if you want to go at 2 a.m, you can. They give you a passcode to get in the door. And you go in and it's a kind of self-service. But yeah, if you need a lesson at 6 a.m., you can set it up with Mike. It's Mars, Pennsylvania, which is in the North Hills of Pittsburgh.
Now, Pittsburgh is also going to be host next year, and that means you're going to be the hometown boy for the US Open because it's going to be at one of the greatest golf courses on the planet and my personal favorite major championship venue, Oakmont.
Well, I'm a little perturbed. I don't I'm, you probably haven't looked online to look at any of the merchandise yet. They've apparently I got some stuff from Fanatics.com. I looked at it. They've on Fanatics, the official logo, the squirrel is now like a happy comical squirrel almost, instead of just the
Oh,
traditional squirrel. Now, I
but
don't know if
they
that's
have a
just
big, brawny, badass squirrel.
So I don't know what the story behind that is. I need to find
That
out.
squirrel's supposed to have barbed wire in its mouth.
Well,
Okay,
here's the
no,
thing.
that squirrel's supposed to have a train in its mouth like Godzilla. Okay, that squirrel's not supposed to be happy-go-lucky. That's Oakmont, not freaking Quad Cities.
Well, the other thing is they shouldn't even use the squirrel as the logo since they cut down so many trees. And I've been out there. Every time I've been out there's one or two giant hawks that hang out there. They'll fly down in the land. I've got a picture somewhere on my phone, this giant hawk sitting on top of the flagstick at number 10. So if you've cut the trees down and yeah, you've got hawks hanging out there, which is a, ferocious bird, why wouldn't you just switch your logo to a hawk? Anyways, I'm looking forward to see the golf course. I think there was a media event I wasn't able to attend. Gil Hance has done some modifications to the golf course because, as you recall, the USAM was there a year or two ago, and a lot of the amateurs were teeing off on number one and intentionally hitting it down number 10
No,
or
no, no,
10.
no, 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 no. You can't have that. The
No,
integrity.
and
What are they going to
so.
do? Put a big blue spruce there like they did at Inverness in 79?
Yeah, well, no, they're not going to plant trees now because they cut them down. So I don't know what the plan is. I think the thinking was maybe extend the grandstands out toward the fairway on both those greens so that plot guys doing that, hitting from an angle, would actually maybe have to hit it over the grandstand, which they're not going to want to do. So I don't know what the solution is. I haven't been out there, but we are going to find out there are a few changes at Oakmont. Got to believe they had to figure out how to move some tee boxes back because I was shocked in 2016 when I remember Jordan Spieth saying, the play's kind of short for me and blah, blah, blah. It's like, Oakmont plays short now? That's where we are in the game. So,
That's scary.
yeah,
That's
it is scary.
really,
And
really, really scary.
the last time the Open was there, it caused a rule change on the ball moving on the green because it was a fiasco with Dustin Johnson and a few others.
Oh, yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
Okay, nobody knew what the score was because Rory was like, I'm going to play this hole over again and you'll tell me what I scored.
Yeah, and it happened to a few other guys too who got penalties. It's like, so the greens are the defense, the rough is the defense. The Oakmont guys don't want any members, they don't want anybody lighting their course up. So
No, they
I mean,
don't at all.
they have rough all year long. If you get invited out there as a guest, you're going to be going as the U.S. Open next week because that's what this rough feels like.
That's
That's
right.
why you got to take a caddy if you play there, because if you got to look for your own ball and that stuff, you need to be an expert. If you don't know, let's say you fly at 250 yards, well, the ball went in. You don't know within 20 yards exactly where it went
It's
across.
going to be underneath all that grass.
Yeah,
Yeah,
you're going to
you got to
need
step
really,
on it to find it. It's like winged foot.
you're going to need a spotter or a caddy with an eagle eye.
No,
So,
you're going to want a caddy anyway for the experience and for their knowledge, without a doubt. You don't want to go to a place like Oakmont Winged Foot Country Club without having one of the true great local caddies there. Okay, like for example, Bear at Winged Foot or Bobby Hill at Pinehurst. Remember those names, everybody, if you get the chance. Although I hope Bobby's still alive. It's been 20 years since I saw
wow.
Bobby. Okay, he shows up at the first tee, stinking of last night's gin. And I'm like thinking to myself, oh, great, this guy. Okay. So were on the first hole and I played out of the sand and I had maybe about a 10, 12 foot putt. And there was a guy behind me on a 22 foot, but he was on the same line as me. And he putted his ball and went right through my line and it dove to the right. So I said, okay. From over my shoulder as I'm lining up, Bobby's still in the bunker raking and he goes, "Don't believe what you just saw. You're going to go left." And I'm like, what? He's down in a bunker. I just saw what that ball did. He's not right. He was so right. I turned to him after I missed it. I said, "I'm going to prove to you that I'm coachable. I'm going to listen to what you tell me." Okay. And together with him, working together with him, we crafted an 85 over in Pinehurst number two. Quite an enjoyable day and an outstanding U.S. Open venue as well. Well, let's talk a little bit about the other two venues now, which one of which is phenomenal and one of which is not. So why don't we go to the one that I'm not a big fan of, but personally, Quail Hollow in North Carolina, I think is perhaps the 16th best golf course in the state.
Well, I don't know where it ranks in the state, in your rank. I mean, I agree. I'm not a huge fan. And then they went back in because I don't want to say it was nondescript. It was just, it was a really nice course. It's got number 18.
It is nondescript though. It's not memorable.
You walk it and, you know, you don't remember them that well. And in the effort to improve, you know, the look, they made some holes look like a video game. You got a drivable par four with water in play up to green and, they made it more exciting golf course. Does that make it better? In my opinion, no. But I'm not. It doesn't blow my skirt up, to quote one of my former bosses at SI. That was his pet phrase.
Chipnook used to say that all the time.
It'd be more fun if they went to like Pinehurst number 8 or 9 or 10. That would be more interesting to me.
Well, I'm a big fan of Tobacco Road. I'm also a big fan of Old Town in Winston-Salem. Old Town is where Lanny Watkins' his old stomping grounds. They asked him one day in an interview, "Hey, the library is beautiful. Did you ever use the library?" He goes, "I use the library every day. The steeple's the target on blind shot of number 8. Everybody had a good laugh. Yeah, Quail is not one of my favorites. You know what the big attraction about Quail is, everybody? Goodie bags. Okay? They treat the players as though all of these King Farouks and Sheikhs of Abu Dhabi and potentates from Southeast Asia. Okay? And it's the only thing they're not giving them is free cars. I mean, they give them free cars to drive, but they don't get to take them home with them. But they sure get some pretty great goodie bags. And so
they were the first to really lay on the perks heavily to attract the field, because every tour event is in competition with every other tour event to draw a field, or at least that's the way it was before this reorganization. And they were smart and they wound up getting good fields because they offered stuff like free laundry from your locker. You bring your suitcase in from your hotel, leave it at your locker, boom, it comes back the next day, your laundry's done.
Nice.
That's a small thing, but it's the stuff they used to have to do themselves.
Yeah, fresh flowers in your room every day.
Yeah, you name it, they came up with perks for it. I don't even, you know.
$2,500 off Cartier jewelry.
Yeah, they killed players with kindness and deals, and it worked. And now a lot of other tournaments had to do similar stuff. So they raised the bar for that. Now we got these designated events that, you know, if I'm Scottie Scheffler, I don't really hardly have to decide which tournaments to play. I can play the majors. I can play the FedEx Cup events, and I can play the elevated events, and that's my season. I don't have to dip down, bend over, and play John Deere or Valspar or any non. I've got all the schedule I need because they're paying me so well. I can now play a Jack Nicklaus like season or a Tiger season of 15 or 16 events, and make a lot more money than when I used to play 25 or 28 events. Be when these purses were less, so
and have more time to focus on the majors. Yeah, and have more time to focus on the majors too.
Well, good for them, but it's bad for the fans because you're going to see less of these guys, unless they rotate the elevated events around, pass them around like a silver platter, and let John Deere have it one year and whatever. Some of the jobs are never going to get the top players now because they have to almost required to play in the elevated event. So I don't think any of that's good for the tour, but it doesn't, they don't care what I think.
Well, happier things. The Open Championship returns to a golf course that everyone fell in love with when they saw it a few years ago. What are your thoughts on Royal, Portrush, and Northern Ireland?
Well, never mind the course. An Irishman won there. It was one of the great events of all time. Shane Lowry probably hasn't bought a drink anywhere since then, nor should he. He was just, it was one of the great feel-good things. It was like Mike Weir winning that match in Montreal against Tiger Woods, a Canadian. Mike Weir, or it was like when Nick Taylor won the Canadian Open, made that 70-foot eagle putt. It's just one of those things where the hometown crowd got what it's wanted, and it was just sensational.
Magical, in fact, the luck of
And
the
all
Irish.
the Ryder Cup, the loudest roar I've ever personally heard at a tournament was the Ryder Cup at the K Club. You can look up what year that was. We're in Ireland, and Darren Clark's wife had passed away a few months earlier.
Oh, and they introduced him. Yeah,
Everybody
it was huge.
there, what can you do for the guy? Nothing except cheer your brains out. When he walked onto the first tee Friday morning, I mean, I
It was
just got
tears in
goosebumps
his
even.
eyes, I remember.
Yeah, I just got goosebumps even mentioning it.
Yeah.
And everything, everywhere he went, it was unbelievable. Elvis didn't get roars like that. It was just everybody wanted to help him, and that's all they could do. So that is the golf. So if another Irishman, if Rory or Lowry or pick anybody from Ireland or Northern Ireland has a good week, the crowd is just going to be so into it. They could be playing on a pitch and putt course and it'd still be exciting. But yeah, it's a great golf course. It fits from you're looking, you're watching, you're going, why didn't this get in rotation sooner? Well, I'm sure it's logistics, but they've got the logistics now, and what a great open that was.
I'll tell you some of my favorite roars that I ever heard. One of the loudest, if not the loudest I ever heard, when Michael Block slam dunked that hole in one in Rochester.
Yep.
Where were you when that happened? You had were either in the media center, probably eating in the dining room,
Yeah, I wish.
but you probably heard it from there.
Oh yeah, I don't remember where I was. I might have been in the interview area, but it was a similar case where, when Tiger Woods made that hole in one in Phoenix, and that was before they put up all the super skyboxes. It used to be there was a little mound behind that tee. I had been sitting out in that tee box for like 90 minutes watching guys go through on that. It was Sunday. What wasn't it Sunday?
I think it was, yes.
Around. Anyways, I was out there, and finally it's like, I gotta go. There's a couple of guys I need to talk to. I went in, and I was t interviewing Nick Price at the top of the in front of the clubhouse there in the paved area. The media center, you walk down a paved
I know.
cart path. It's normally the cart barn. So I'm talking to Nick Price, and this huge roar comes up. We could hear it from the clubhouse. And Nick goes, "Oh, that's a hole in one." I go, "Yeah, I think you're right." And before I could say anything, and it continued, and Nick goes,
Definitely a home
"That's Tiger."
run.
We both turned, went down, we hustled down the ramp to the media center to find a monitor, and that's what it was. Now, ironically, somebody on one of the magazines did a story on this event, and they asked Nick his memory, and it was completely different than mine. I wasn't in his memory. He was somewhere else. It's like, well, okay. It didn't happen
Oh,
to
come
him, but
on, Nick. What are you doing to me? Nick gave you the shiv?
he misremembered, but I remember because I'm interviewing Nick Price, and it cost me sitting. If I'd stayed out there another half hour, I'd have been in the crowd, right? And I'd have been 10 feet behind the tee box. That was so much. It was more fun then, but yeah, it was. Loudest hole in golf, no doubt it.
Last question before we let you go. So tell everybody out there listening what they should be looking for on tour for the next few weeks.
Well, you have the last ditch trying to save my status thing at the RSM Classic, a nice little track on Sea Island. It's a little hard to watch on TV because the holes look fairly similar. That's last year we saw our Swedish guy, Ludvig Åberg, drive it straight down the middle like he's bowling in a bowling alley. And he kind of vanished after the Masters. So maybe he'll make a resurgence. But it's guys fighting for their status, you know, to stay top 125 and keep their exempt status. So that's it's an important tournament for those guys. Other than that, I mean, there probably won't be any many big names. That's the main one. And I don't know, there's the off-season silly stuff. I guess the an important
Not
event,
yet.
I guess the father-son thing, the PNC Championship, will be a big deal because nobody's seen or heard Tiger Woods try to play golf, you know, in quite a while. So that will be a big deal. And then will he play in his own tournament in the Bahamas? We'll have to see. So Tiger, you know, where does Tiger stand? Is he done? Is he going to give up competitive golf, or is he going to come back after yet another surgery and somehow be well enough to play? And he's going to get asked about the senior tour because he turns 49 in December. So he's on the verge of being eligible to play. So he could play a senior tour in a cart. Does that mean he'd be interested? I don't know. I find it, I don't know. I don't even have an opinion, but I can't see Tiger Woods out there battling it out with Stephen Allen and all those guys.
Robert Allen B and all the rest.
I mean, Greg Norman didn't last in the senior tour because he hated getting beat by Jay Haas and Bad Bryant. He's like, I don't need this. So I don't know if Tiger will be that bad. I hate to say it, we're going to be on Tiger Watch, and then the TGL, his simulator league, starts in January. So somehow we're going to, November, December, we're going to be talking about Tiger again. So you can get prepared. If you're not a Tiger fan, prepare yourself. He's going to be a subject of discussion.
Tiger and video games. The only thing missing is the Fruit Loops. Gary Van Sickle, thank you for coming on Jay Flum Sports Report.
I want to go on the record as saying I like Fruit Loops.
Well, what was your tagline again?
Lucky Charms is the best one, but Fruit Loops are all right.
Yeah, Lucky Charms, wort, and bacon. Isn't that what you're powered by?
The orange Fruit Loops obviously are chock full of vitamin C because they're orange. So you got that going for you.
Well, purple is a flavor.
Yeah, I guess it could be.
So, all right, everybody, we will catch you in segment three right after this. I'm Jay Flemma. We will see you a little bit later on Jay Flemma Sports Report on Golf News Net and iHeartRadio.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
There's nothing more satisfying than finding the perfect green paint for your living room. Except maybe popping open that can of Valspar Ultra and rolling that first smooth stroke on the wall. And there's nothing more satisfying than admiring your freshly painted wall.
Ooh.
Except maybe peeling off the painter's tape to see those crisp edges. But the most satisfying part of all? Valspar Ultra's price tag, starting at $29.98 a gallon. Affordable, durable, available at Lowe's. Price varies by sheen.
Life is a workout, and Smoothie King is here to help you power through. Whether you're grinding out bicep curls, or muscling the couch across the living room, crushing morning miles, or sprinting through back-to-back meetings, Smoothie King has fuel to help you maximize your workouts, own your recovery, and elevate your game. Give your body the energy, protein, and power it needs with a lineup of delicious smoothies made to help you conquer your goals. Only at Smoothie King.